Missouri Net News is presented by Call Before You Cut, ensuring a harvesting process that will protect your finances and your forest. Call 877-564-7483.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. The Senate is debating the proposed state budget for the year that begins July 1st. Some lawmakers, including Warrensburg Republican David Pierce, oppose a provision that would bar financial aid and in-state college tuition from going to students without legal immigration status.
What we've done through this language is basically said that higher education in the state of Missouri is not available to you because they can't get scholarships. A+, Access, Bright Flight are not available to these students to begin with. So it all has to come out of their pocket, or it has to come from student loans.
Supporters say in-state tuition should only go to Missourians. A Senate committee has approved resolutions that would order the director of Planned Parenthood in St. Louis and the owner of a lab that reviews tissue for the organization to appear before the Senate by April 18th to explain why they haven't complied with Senate subpoenas. The Senate issued in November subpoenas for Mary Kogan and Dr. James Miller, demanding documentation on its fetal tissue disposal. Chuck Hatfield, an attorney for Planned Parenthood, says the subpoenas are too broad and demanded information about patient privacy. The State House has formed a task force to investigate what went wrong in St. Louis County during Tuesday's municipal elections. More than 60 precincts received incorrect ballots or didn't get enough ballots from the county's Board of Elections. House Speaker Todd Richardson wants the task force to find solutions that could be implemented before the August primary.
The stakes were very high this past Tuesday. They're going to be even higher in August and in November, and I think the people of Missouri ought to deserve their election system to run a little better than it did in the St. Louis area on Tuesday night.
The task force is made up of House members from both parties. A Missouri Department of Transportation worker has been struck and killed in Franklin County. MoDOT crews were working in the area when 55-year-old Lyndon Ebker was hit and killed in that accident. A man was injured after he was struck by a train and then stuck under it on elevated tracks. The victim is in stable condition at a St. Louis hospital. A man sentenced to life for killing his grandfather in Macon County in 1997 has died in prison. A jury ruled Gerald Elam stabbed 87-year-old Minas Elam to death in the latter's home, then set the home on fire, leaving the grandfather's body inside. The Department of Corrections does not suspect foul play in the death of Elam, who was 65. Another Missourian has broken the record for biggest catch. Joshua Cole of Reed Springs shot a 30-pound, 15-ounce freshwater drum using a bow and arrow. You are listening to Missouri Net News.